so the passage itself. First of all, I gave you a list at the top because you need to know this in order to understand what in the world is going on with this burnt carbon and the debate between Moshe and Aaron, or not really debate, but the point-counterpoint between Moshe and Aaron. There are three goats that are brought on the eighth day of the dedication of the Mishkan, after that week of Miluim. You have the goat, which is the Seir L'Chanukas HaMishkan, for the dedication of the Mishkan. You have the Seir Nachshon, right? The first out of the 12 Karbanos of the Nisim that are going to be brought day by day. So the first goat is Nachshon's goat. If you can look on, that would be great. Come around this way. So that's the goat that comes with his gift. And then the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Because it is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, therefore you have a goat that's a Karban Chatas. Major difference, which will matter between the first two goats and the third goat, is that the first two are unique to the dedication of the Mishkan. They're one-shot deal. The third one, on the other hand, is going to be done every Rosh Chodesh as long as we have Karbanos. So that's really important to recognize, because again, that's going to figure into the explanation of the back and forth. So the Psukim themselves, source Aleph. After Nadav and Avihu have died, Moshe tells Aharon, as well as the two remaining sons, Elazar and Itamar, take that which remains from the mincha, the flour offering, eat it as matzos, in the Mishkan area, Kikodesh Kadoshim Hi, because it is of the highest degree of Kedusha. V'achatem l'sa b'makom kadosh, eat it in a holy place. Chokcha v'chok panecha hi me'ishay Hashem, it is your portion, the portion of your descendants from the Korbanos of God. Kichein tzuvesi, that's what I've been told by God to do. And he tells them about the parts from the Korbanos and how they're supposed to be distributed and what goes on the Mizbeach. Fine. Second paragraph. Ve'es seir ha-chatas, and as far as the goat chatas, which could be any of the three that we listed, darosh darash Moshe. Moshe went looking for it. He said, what happened with this goat chatas? Again, we don't know which one it is. Ve'hine sarav, it had been burned. The rule for a chatas is that part goes on the Mizbeach, but part is eaten by the Kohanim. Not here. The whole thing has been destroyed. Ve'iktsova l'lazar v'lisamar b'nei Aharon, and he gets angry at Elazar and Itamar. Right, the Mefarshim there, the commentators suggest he doesn't want to do this to Aharon. He doesn't want to rebuke Aharon directly, so he just yells at his kids. Fine. I'm not so sure that helps. Madu al ha'chaltem es ha'chatas b'mekom ha'kodesh. Why didn't you eat the karban chatas in the Mishkan? Ki kodesh kadoshim hi. It is, after all, holy. The meaning holy enough that it has to be eaten there. And it's meant to be for atonement for the sins of the nation. It's not as though the blood was brought into a space where it doesn't belong. Meaning, we have a rule stated elsewhere in the Chumash that says that if you have blood from a Karban Chatas brought into the Heichal, into the inner area in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash, inappropriately, then you're not allowed to eat the carbon. You have to burn it. You have to destroy it. So Moshe says, as far as I know, that disqualification has not taken place. So achol tochlo sabakodesh kasher tzivesi. So nu, why are you not eating it? This is an important carbon. Atonement for the Jews. Vayidaber Aharon el Moshe. So Aharon is the one who responds to Moshe. Last line in the Hebrew. Well, all things Hebrew. Fine. Last line in Aleph. Hein hayom hikriv v'eschatasam v'solosam lifnei Hashem v'tikrena osi ka'ela. Try translating that.
Behold, today you have...
They have...
have gotten this chatas close. Hebrew and chatasam. Well, it was multiple.
Well,
it was one chatas, their chatas, they
had. Right. Their chatas and their ola before God.
Vatikrena, it was right before me.
Vatikrena is, and it happened to me, ka'ela, like this, and I ate the chatas today, would it be good in God's eyes? I don't know what I just read. I translated it. I got all the words down, but I don't know what I'm talking about. Today they brought their chatas and their ola before God, and it happened to me like these, and I ate the chatas today. Would it be good in God's eyes? Tell me what you meant, then I'll answer your question. But Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beinav, and Moshe says, oh, okay, fine, as you were. So again, you read this, you know, like, I know something just happened, but I don't know what it was. So the Gemara in Zvachim, in source Beis, gives us two approaches from Tano, and which are really the same approach, just one minor difference between them. HaRabbi Yehuda, HaRabbi Nechemya. We have an approach of Rabbi Yehuda / Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Nechemya. Tisanya. Brisa says, Mipnei aninus sarfua, lekach nemar ka'ela, diva Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya reads the line, reads the defense, to say, they burned the carbon because of aninus. Meaning, that's not what we're working with, you have to look on. Sorry.
Okay.
The idea is, they burned the carbon because they were onanim. Right? They are onanim. I mean, Elazar and Itamar are. Aaron has been told, go about your business, you do what you're supposed to do, but nonetheless, that very day, their siblings have passed away. So he says, L'kach ne'amar ka'ele, like these, right, or like this, it happened to me like this, Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. I don't know what that means yet. But that's Rabbi Nechemya's answer. They burned this carbon, he hasn't said which carbon it is, but they burned it because they were owning him. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Netuma Nisrafa. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon say, no, you know what happened? It actually became Tame. Granted that the Psukim did not say that, but this Chatas they burned became Tame. Shema Omer, B'nei Aninus Nisrafa, Hayula Shloshdan Shisrafa. He says, I'll prove to you it's not Aninus. Because if it's about Aninus, you have three carbonos Chatas there. You should have burned all three. That's not what it says. It says only one of them was burned. If it's Aninus, they would have burned all of them. So that can't be. It must be something unique happened with this carbon. Somewhat clear? Because it's not entirely clear. I still don't understand what being Onanim meant here. Why did that cause them to burn the carbon? And didn't Moshe know they were Onanim? Moshe knew that. So I still haven't explained anything. But now we have at least two ideas behind why they wouldn't have eaten the carbon. Either they're Onanim, but again, then why not all three? Or this carbon became Tame, which the Pesukim did not indicate it happened. Okay, so we are confused, but we know why we're confused, right? Right? Okay. So the Gemara now walks you through Rabbi Nechemya versus Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon. Here's how Rabbi Nechemya reads the Pesukim. Rabbi Nechemya matritz luhachi. He reads it this way. Madua lo achaltem. Why didn't you eat? Amar lo Moshe la'aharon. Moshe says to Aharon, Shema nichnas dama lifnei v'lifnim. Like I said to you, maybe the blood was brought in the space where it doesn't belong, and therefore, now the chadas needed to be burned. Amar lo hein lahuvaz dama. And Aharon's response is, no, the blood was not brought in. That's not so. Shema chutz l'machitasa yatzas. Maybe it was brought out to an area where there is no kedusha. Amar lo b'kadosh ha'isa. He says no. It was where it was supposed to be. That's not why we burned it. We're playing a game. The dilma ba'aninus akriv tua upsal tuha. Maybe they brought the carbon when they were onanim, Aaron's sons, and that disqualified it. Amar lo, to which he says, Moshe v'chi heim hikrivu. Did they, Elazar and Itamar, who, as I added in brackets, are regular Kohanim, did they bring it? And therefore, as Onanim, it was inappropriate, and that's why we're getting rid of the carbon? Ani Krafti, I did it. And what he's building on, he's trying to build that around the back and forth between Moshe and Aaron. But Aaron says to Moshe, we brought it all properly. There was no problem in the way that it was brought. The blood was where it was supposed to be. The carbon was where it was supposed to be. I did the avoda, not my kids. The Omar lays, and so Moshe says to him, "Hein lo huva es dama." The blood wasn't brought inside, right? El hakodesh pnima bakodesh haisa. It was all in the place where it belonged. Achol tochlu osa. So then you should eat it, right? Kasher tzuvesi, as I was instructed. Actually, here there's Tzivesi. As I instructed, meaning Ba'aninus Yochlua, that you should eat it when Onanim. Omar love. So Aaron's response is, Batikrena osi ka'ele ve'achalti chatas hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. If things like this happened to me and I ate the chatas, would it be good in God's eyes? Shema lo shamata ela bekad sheisha'a. He says, maybe, as I bolded, maybe that only applies to the first two chata'os we listed, the first two se'ir chata'os we listed, the first two goats. Because the first two goats are one-time karbanos. So maybe it's true for the one-time karban, for the dedication of the Mishkan, that yes, we go forward and we eat from the karban, because this is a special occasion. But de'ibekad she'doros, if you're going to apply this to the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, kal v'chomer mimaser ha'kal, he says, look at Meiser Sheni, which is clearly not as severe as a karban chatas. Right? Meiser Sheni, you can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim, does not require all the special protections of tumah and tahara that apply when you're talking about a high-level karban. So he says, look, Meiser Sheni has a rule. Meiser ha'kal amra tarah l'achalti be'oni mimenu. One of the things that you have to say when you dispose of your trumas and maisos every 3 years, you have to make your declaration that you took care of everything. You say, I didn't eat from it when I was in Onain. That's one of the things that that he has to say. So an Onain is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. He would have been allowed to eat the Seir Rosh Chodesh. The Kachay Daros, Lakol Shekain, how much more so? He can't eat from Seir Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Moshe, Vaishma Moshe Veitab Beinav, Moshe heard it, he said, oh, you're right. Hodevelo Bosh Moshe Lomar Lo Shamati. And Moshe, this is a line that I think people often mistranslate. He admitted, and he was not embarrassed to say, I didn't know. Elo Amar Shamati V'Shachachti. Rather, he said, I heard it and I forgot it. So people often only read the first half of the line, right? He admitted, and he was not embarrassed to say, I didn't hear this. Meaning they think what he was not embarrassed to say was, I don't know. That's not what Moshe is saying. That's not what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is, someone who's embarrassed that he didn't know it says, oh, Hashem never told me that. I never heard that. That would have been his lie. And he didn't lie. And he said, no, you're right. I knew that. I just forgot. It's harder to say I forgot than it is to say I never learned that. So what he's saying is, Moshe admitted, yeah, you know what? That's true. And that's why it says, Vayitav Be'inav, it's good in his eyes. How does he know it's good in his eyes? Maybe Aaron's wrong. How do you know? The answer is no, because that reminded him of what he in fact had learned. Okay, that's the first approach. So again, make sure we understand Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia says the carbon that was burned was the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, and the reason why they burned it was because the special dispensation to eat, it was brought properly, but the special dispensation to eat from the carbon should only apply to the one-time carbonos, not to the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which is going to be every Rosh Chodesh. That has the rules that regular carbonos have, and an Oni doesn't get to eat from it. Even Aharon, apparently. Got it?
Yeah.
Baruch, you look perplexed.
No.
Okay, just concentrating. Then you get Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. For Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, hechi mitarti lehu. So how do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon read the psukim? Hachi mitarti lehu. Here's how they read it. Madu alavachatem. The first part is going to sound familiar. Madu alavachatem is a chatas bimakom hakodesh. Why didn't you eat it in the holy place? Meaning, shemen ichnas damalif naivalif nim. Moshe says, maybe you brought it into the space where it doesn't belong, where the blood doesn't belong, too far inside. Armalau, hein lehu vaz dama. To which the response is, no, the blood wasn't brought in. Shema chutz mechitzas hayatzas. So maybe it left the Mishkan. Armalau, hein v'kodesh ha'isay. No, it was kodesh. V'dil ba'aninu sakrivtu u'psaltua. Maybe your kids brought it as onanim. Armalau, Moshe, hein ikrivua da'avu konim ha'yotim. I added in. D'pasla bu'aninus. Did my kids bring it? Such that, you know, because they're disqualified as onanim. Ani ikriftia, I did it. The Dilma Agav Maraichu Pashatu Ba, the Itmi. And now here is where you get into a new approach. Maybe you were so upset over the loss of Nadav and Avihu that you got careless and it became Tamei. Maybe that's what happened. Amar Lo Moshe, Kach Ani Beinecha Shini Mevazek Kodshe Shemayim. Aaron says, what do you think I am? You don't know me, Moshe. You think I'm not careful? Vatikrena osi ka'ela. And now we get a better explanation. I don't know if it's better. We get an explanation I can absorb better. Vatikrena osi ka'ela. The way that this view, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon read it is, Vatikrena osi ka'ela. It happened to me like these. Vafilu ela v'cha'ela. Even if this would have happened to me many times over, Einani mevazek kodshei shamayim. I would never degrade the karbanos by making them tamei. So the first way to read about tikrena osika ela is, it happened to me like this, and I ate this hatas, would that really be good? Now he's reading it as, if this would happen to me again, right, I would still be careful. Amar lo, ve'ihen lo huvaz damo v'kodesh haisa. Some Moshe says back to him, well, I don't understand, then nothing was done wrong. Right? So what's the story? So then eat it, right? The way I told you to. Why'd you burn it? Omar lo, to which he responds, the part in bold, Shema lo shamata ela balayla. Because Moshe, I thought maybe the instructions you received were that it should be eaten at night. Why? I added in brackets. Because Aninas Laila is lesser than during the day. Meaning there's a debate about when the state of Aninus actually takes place. But it's clear, and this is the view that we're supporting here, that Aninus, true Aninus, Del Raisa Aninus, is the first day when the death takes place, and not beyond that. There's some discussion about the night that follows. But we're taking the view here that that night is of a lesser status than the day. And so what Aaron was thinking was, we can't eat this today. Not whatever instruction Moshe had that it should be eaten has to wait till that night.
Then why did he burn it?
Good, hang on. Di bayom, because if it's by day, kavachomer maser akal, he brings you again the kavachomer from Maaser Sheni. And then Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beinav, and again Moshe wasn't embarrassed to say, I heard it and I forgot it. And then they asked Baruch's question, the last line. Then why didn't they just leave it until that night? Tuma ba'ones basa, because at that point it became tameh. In other words, they were waiting. That was what they were trying to do.
How did it become tameh?
Something happened. So, I mean, there were people who were tamei around, somebody touched it, and...
Wasn't that in one of his dialogues?
He said, I would never be careless, right. But it was sitting and waiting, and somebody somewhere boshed it.
So isn't that carelessness?
Well, not on Aaron's part, and not necessarily on Elazar and Itamar's part. Somehow, somebody messed up. There were a lot of people walking around. So this Tumah, Mishael and Al-Safan took care of Nadav and Abihu's body, so Elazar and Itamar can't have become Tamei that way, but something happened, and it became Tamei. So our first approach, I mean, Nechamia's approach is that they destroyed it because that was what you're supposed to do. Because the other Seirim could be eaten, but not the one that's Ladoros. Their second approach is that they were waiting to eat the Sa'ir. Now I don't know which Sa'ir it was. Maybe Rabbi Shimon didn't distinguish. It seems like it's for all. Actually, no, because again, that we made the Maaser Sheni connection, right? The Kavachomer from Maaser. So I'll tell you, maybe it's still the one that's Ladoros. Maybe you could make that argument. So maybe it's also the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, according to the second view. But the reason why it was burned was because they were waiting to eat it that night, and it became Tamei in the interim. Okay. Those are
Is that halacha l'maisa, that Aninus is lighter at nighttime?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought Aninus was until the body is buried.
Right, so that's the way Aninus is practiced, but that seems to be derabanan. I mean, ideally the body is buried the same day and this isn't an issue, but correct. Aninus after the first day is a derabanan. The only question is, what's Aninus Laila? What's the status of the Aninus?
Does that like different halachas, even if we still have the same...
Yeah, it does have... There are unique cases where it does become relevant, yes. So take a look now at Gimel. Abar Benel has an entirely different approach. Two, actually. He first quotes you the Gemara. He quotes it from Rashi, because Rashi is basically following the Gemara. If you read Rashi on the Parsha, but I find it much easier to do it out of the Gemara for some reason when I read it in Rashi every year. I'm just like, what did he say? I know I read it, but I didn't understand it. The Gemara helps me.
More condensed than Rashi.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. But he quotes you the Gemara that you have, the Sire of the Tzibur, right? Meaning the one for dedicating the Mishkan. You have the Sire Nachshon, you have the Sire Rosh Chodesh, and it's only the Rosh Chodesh one that's been destroyed. And the Chacham have a debate, is it because it became Tamei, Aninus, right? He just summarizes in the first paragraph. Va'yoser nachon lefarish, second paragraph. Elazar and Itamar are in pain. Their brothers just died. So in that, because of that, they weren't so careful. Remember that communal chataos get destroyed. That's the rule. Communal chatas is normally supposed to be burned. So they treated this goat the way you normally treat a communal chatas, as well as the ayol shel ola. The ola always gets burned. They thought all of the communal chatos are supposed to be burned. It was a mistake. They were so caught up in the death of their siblings that they couldn't, they just couldn't focus. And they made a mistake. Vihine, Moshe Dorosh Dorash Shtei Drishos. And the term, it says Moshe Dorosh Dorash, right? Moshe went seeking. Dorosh Dorash is a double language. He says, why? Because there were two questions that Moshe was asking. Number one, I have bolded it here. Mipnema Nisrafa Sa'ir Hahu. Why was that goat burned? And why did you eat the other ones? Rotzalomer shel Nachshon and Rosh Chodesh, meaning the one that was burned was the Seir for Hanukkah's Hamishkan, just like all the other Hanukkah's Hamishkan korbanos. And they ate the Nachshon one, and they ate the Rosh Chodesh one. So Moshe says, you burned this, you ate that, I don't know what you were doing.
And then they left the Mishkan one? You're saying they ate the Rosh Chodesh and the Nachshon, and then they left the Rosh
They burned the Mishkan one.
They burned, but they didn't eat the Mishkan one.
Correct.
Okay, so that totally throws out the other. Okay.
Yeah. V'zeu madua lo achaltem es hachatas. Yeah, he's completely rejecting that approach.
Okay.
He says, v'zeu madua lo achaltem es hachatas. And that's what he means when he asks, why didn't you eat the chatas? Rotzalomer may osu sa'ir, meaning the one that you destroyed, the sa'ir lechanukas hamishkan. Bimakom HaKodesh, in the Kodesh, Shu Bechatzer Shu Azara, the outer room there, Kishar Kachay Kachim, just like all other high-level korbanos. Kihine, Osan Nasam Lachem Hashem Lo'och Lala Seisiz Avon Ha'ida. God gave this to you as kapara for the nation, Shah Kohanim Ochlim Bailim Miskaprim, right? The Kohanim eat, and that brings kapara for the nation. And he goes on, Kihine Lovaz Dama. Right, the blood was not brought into the inner area, the El HaKodesh Pnima, to the area inside, such that you're going to say, therefore it's disqualified. I'm jumping now to the next paragraph. V'hine Aharon Heshiv Al Divrei Moshe Bad Banav. And Aharon answers on behalf of his kids. The Amar, he said, Hey Hayomi Krivu, they brought this today. Rotzalomar, Al Tisma Adoni in Banai Ta'u Badavarazeh. He says, don't be shocked, my master, if my kids blew it, if my kids made a mistake with this. Ki Hein Hayomi Krivu Yisrael as Chatasam ves Olasam. Because today, Israel brought their Chatas and their Ola, some of which happened indeed to be burnt. Right? People, that's what happened. Ubanayim, and they are my kids. Vipnei zeh, matchilim ba'avodas ha-korbanos, and therefore they were new to this whole thing. It's not just that their brothers died, but they're new to this. V'lachein, enu minateimim ha-yushogigin b'din achatas hazeh. And therefore it's not so surprising that they made a mistake. So number one, they were in pain. Number two, they were new at all of this. Right? Who did the Avodah all 7 days before this? Moshe. So this is their first day on the job. So okay, they made a mistake. It's a stressful circumstance in the best of circumstances. All the more so now. So yeah, they made a mistake. V'yesh od b'isnatz lusam sipa shenis. And there's a second element, right, which we already noted in his beginning, Yosem B'tzaharam. V'hu shem mikra rasha karo lanu ayom hazeh v'mosachayem. U'mihu zeh v'ezeh hu sheyikra lo mikra kazeh v'lo yater libo mimakomo v'lo yechta b'masav. He says, how could someone go through this and not make a mistake? The trauma that's involved? Yeah, they made a mistake. Give it, cut him some slack. V'hu omro vatikrena osi ka'ela. And that's what he means when he says, vatikrena osi ka'ela. Look at what happened to me. Right? So that's another way to take vatikrena osi ka'ela. We're now on our third vatikrena osi ka'ela. The first vatikrena osi ka'ela, right? Rabbi Nechemya didn't really address it directly, but just said it's saying, look what happened, and therefore they are onanim. And it shouldn't apply for Kachay Doros. Our second approach was, Vatikrena Osi Ka'ela, was even many times over, I still wouldn't have taken the Karbanos lightly, I wouldn't have made it Tameh. Now he says, no, Vatikrena Osi Ka'ela was, look what happened to me. How in the world am I going to eat from the chatas today? Ki ein adam nispas al tzaro l'shetishka l'shetishokach imenu halacha. He says you can't be blamed for forgetting a halacha when you're upset. Kolshkin l'matchilim ba'avoda. Certainly when you're a beginner in the avoda. Clear?
So how do you read the second part? Is it like
right, so I thought what he might be saying in that part of... Oh, you're talking about the second part of the Pasuk. I thought you were talking about something else. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying the second part of like Aaron's Pasuk. Like, how do you read into it? And like, is it almost saying it like apologetically? Like you know, this is to be expected. Like, how did...
Yeah.
The language kind of seems...
Yeah, I mean, the truth
and
is...
Especially when you say, like, doesn't that also seem...
Yeah.
Does it also seem weird if that's what he's trying to argue?
So the truth is that I think that's what informs his second approach, our last approach. Take a look at what's coming next. I thought he was sort of hinting towards it when he said, how would I eat a chatas today? It's not so much an issue of we made a mistake as we couldn't bear it. We just couldn't bear it after what happened. Take a look. Vayoser nachon be'enai. Right? After he began the previous one with Vayoser nachon lefaresh, now he has Vayoser nachon be'enai, which, okay, fine. More right. She'aron nasan kan shtei sibos l'shaloha yaro'oi le'echol asira chadas b'yamahu. Aaron gave two reasons why he shouldn't eat the chadas that day. Ha'echad hu omro hein hayom hikrivu. First of all, his statement of today they brought. Right? The nation brought their chatas, the nation brought their olah. And they meant to bring it properly. His point is, he didn't mention the shlamim. He said they all brought their chatas and their olah. The shlamim, everybody knows, the kohanim eat and the owners eat. But the chatas and ola, hein hayom hu hayom arishon shitchili Yisrael hakrivam. Today is the first day. V'imayos din chatas shiach hakonecha lekohen. Granted that a chatas normally has the kohen eat part of it. Hine liyos hayom arishon machanukas hamizbech lo haya ra'ui sheyavou miyad hakohenim lechol me'achatas av shiach kula kalil legavoa kama ha'ola la'ras hashah ha'i. He says, you know what? Maybe day one we're not supposed to eat from the chatas. Maybe they want it supposed to be treat it like an ola. Maybe today things should be different. This has nothing to do with his son's dying. This is just in general. I thought, you know what? Maybe today we shouldn't eat from the chatas. Shlamim, sure. But maybe the chatas should be like the ola today. But then number two, Vasiba Hashenis, he omro vatikrena osi kaela, Tzlomar Misas Shnei Banav Hagdolin. The death of his two older sons, flip the page. He's going to explain what that means. When you combine these two elements, meaning, number one, it's day one for these karbanos, and number two, the loss of the kids, ha'ocha b'sar abirim, one who eats the meat of the mighty, meaning this karban, v'achalti chatas hayom, harishon, hayom harishon hazeh, b'chanukas hamizbeach, I'm going to eat this karban today with a dedication on hamizbeach, ha'yitav b'enei Hashem, would it be good in God's eyes? Be'emes lo yitav b'enav, it would not be good in His eyes, ki yoser tovu mipnei kavod hayom, v'amikresh shekara, she'achatas v'ha'ola shneihem yehu kalil. Because, number one, it's day one. And number two, because of what happened, it's better to just burn everything. Just burn it. That's it. Ushayom am nasa v'nishma kasher tzivisa. With the rest of the days, we'll do what you said to. Haras Shah is the phrase he uses in his closing line. Special dispensation. To say, today, it's different. It's just different. It's now day one of the karbanos, and what happened to Nadav and Avihu? We can't just eat the karbanos.
So if that's really his logic, then why doesn't he burn everything?
So according to this, I actually wonder if he isn't saying they burned all three. It's not clear to me. He doesn't say.
Well, then how that contradicts the pasuk, because it's in the singular when Moshe says, why wasn't this burned?
Right. Although you could say, v'eis si'ir ha'chatas, darosh darash, all three of those are described as si'ir chatas.
Oh, so it's like, why wasn't this si'ir chatas as in... Why wasn't... You're saying like collectively.
Correct. I'm not sure that's what Abarbanel is doing. He doesn't say, but I suspect it is what he's doing. But what he's playing on is not just the Vatikrena Osi Ka'ele, look what happened today, but also the opening part of the Pasuk. Right? When we said, Hein Hayom Hikrivu Es Chatasam Ves Olasam Lifnei Hashem. Today they brought their Chatas and their Ola. So Barbanel is picking up on two things. Number one, the Hayom. It's day one today. And number two, the fact that you linked it with the Chatas and Ola, but not the Shlamim. So what he's saying is, I mean, you're linking the Chatas with the Ola and not with the Shlamim. What he's saying is, Chatas, Ola should be burned today. Don't treat these like a shlamim. And why? The two unique elements of this day. The fact that it was Hayom, day one, and Vatikrenu Osi Ka'ele, this is what happened.
Why does day one, I get why this happens, fine, it's sad, but why does day one make a difference? Like, how does that...
So he just suggests here, it's Yom Rishon Mechanukas HaMizbeach, it's appropriate to give it all to Hashem. We have precedent for this idea. Meaning we do that a lot within Judaism. Right, we will take like Bikurim and give it to Hashem. We have Bechor as a you bring the first animal as a carbon. Like
your
it's not.
Son.
Sorry.
Your first son.
This is also the figure. Now Ben, I mean, and over, the idea of dedicating firsts to Hashem is not so strange.
Why didn't you ask a Shaila? Like a few of these reasons. Like you could have just said, like, why didn't Aaron just ask?
And on one of that, Aaron's other kids. According to Rashi, they didn't write in what they did that have been invented, but it's only because they didn't ask Moshe they got incinerated. So, like, it
right.
seems to be that the Torah takes very seriously, even if you're right, in Hanami, you're right, ask the Torah.
Right, so if you take a look, I believe it's the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar and the Orach Chaim both discuss these issues. They don't add to the Gemara and Abarbanel on their explanations. But one of them, I believe, asked the question of, why didn't you ask Shaila? They say that's the back and forth between Moshe and Aaron. In other words, Moshe is saying, what did you do? You just did it. And Aaron says, well, here was the halachic logic. And Moshe says, oh, okay, you were right. I forget which one it was. Look at him across Gedolos.
But then how do you?
There's one back there, maybe on top.
How do you address the not of an view issue, where there is also the Sora that was the impetus for them getting killed? Is that even though they were right, it's because they didn't ask, and doing before asking is heavily frowned upon.
Well, yes, except that if you're right, you get away with it.
But was
it? No, they were wrong.
They were under. Okay, well, at least.
No, they were wrong. Yeah, they brought Asians around.
That's the one thing that said they were right. Yeah, I said they're right, but it was only really because they didn't ask. That was the.
Okay. No, none of them. Yeah, it seems fairly clear. Okay. Shkaya.
Shkaya.
But yeah, it's either.